the third chapter. Yep, that's where it is. Proverbs 3. I didn't mark my Bible on that. Verse 34. Surely. No, that's not the right verse. Verse 12, chapter 3. Yeah, for whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth. Whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth. When you get in that sea of love, you just go and you're getting into a new adventure of education and experience. You're going to have more experiences and more teaching sessions than you would have had if you'd stayed in the world. You in college then, you might enter into primary and kindergarten, but you're going to advance to, you're going to have some college education too. And then Paul, he just keeps discussing this particular thing, and let's go on into what he says about it in the 12th chapter of Hebrews. Verse 6, for whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If God loves you, he's going to whip you. You're going to get beat up once in a while. That chasing didn't mean just a little spank, spank, spank. It meant beat the devil out of you. Skin you up, bruise you, stripe you. Praise God, hurt you. Chastening. But he said, if you endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? If you're in the love of God, that's one way to tell if you're in the love of God. God gives you a good whipping every once in a while. Maybe twice a day or something like that. You know, then he really loves you. Like David, I'm chasing every day and plagued every morning. You're getting all beat up regularly. God has a great purpose for your life. The more great purpose he has for your life, the more you're going to get beat up in that chastening, with that chastening rod of God. All right? There's a lot of things can happen to us even when God loves us. In Revelation 1 and 5, while we're in that area of the Bible, and from Jesus Christ, who is a faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us, unto him that loved us, and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. See, when God, we get in the love of God, we get in there and get a good cleansing. That's the first thing we get, is get all cleaned up by the blood of Jesus. We get cleansed and purged from our old sins, and our conscience is washed and we're made new. The Holy Ghost sheds his love abroad in our hearts by that we can have that soft heart like Job said in Job 23:16, it's God that makes my heart soft. I tell you, there's a lot of old working over God does. A lot of things are new. A lot of things he changes. But there's a lot of things he don't even change. He gives us a new heart. He gives us a new spirit. Make you a new heart and a new spirit, for why will you die, O house of Israel? Get a new spirit, a new heart. You get a conscience that's purged. Hebrews 9:14, our conscience is purged by the blood of Christ. And he fixes us up so we can obey him. And then when he don't, what does he do? If he loves us, he corrects us. If we stay in the love of God, then he said, if we endure that chastening, don't walk off from it, don't resist it, don't run, don't rebel, balk, you'll get out of that love of God. You won't stay there. But if you endure it, God's dealing with you as a real son and a real daughter, and God gets glory out of your life. There's a lot of scriptures here on this particular subject. I've got to go to the book of Hosea. I'm trying to cut some of them out, get it a little bit shortening here in it. Hosea, the 9th chapter, verse 15. All their wickedness is in Gilgal, for there I hated them. For the wickedness of their doings, I'll drive them out of mine house. I will love them no more. Hey, God can love you, and he can turn around and say, I ain't going to love you anymore. For your doings is wicked in his sight. All their wickedness is in Gilgal, for there I hated them. For the wickedness of their doings, I'll drive them out of my house. I will love them no more. I'm not going to love them anymore. I tell you, that's a sad state of affairs when God gets so disgusted with a person or a congregation of people that he says, I'm not going to love you anymore. You don't please me. All right, the 11th chapter, please. 11, verse 4. He said, I drew them with cords of a man with bands of love, and I was to them as they that take off the yoke on their jaws, and I laid meat unto them. In a verse before it, well, let's go on up to verse 1. When Israel was a child, then I loved him and called my son out of Egypt. Now see, these people started off and God loved them. They didn't just love God. God loved them better than they loved God. Did you know that's possible? That God can love a group, an individual, better than you love him? Israel is the type that we have to turn to for reference. When Israel was a child, then I loved him and called my son out of Egypt. Now that's talking collectively about that church of Moses. And when God called them, they were new. They'd been brought into the body of God's family. God adopted them as a family. And he started off then breeding their children, and they were born into the family of God. But he says, as they called them, so they went from them. They sacrificed to Balaam and burned incense to graven images. I taught Ephraim also to go, taking them by their arms, but they knew not that I healed them. They got where they didn't even, were not sensitive to God's love. They didn't discern the effects of God's love in their lives. They didn't appreciate it. He said, I drew them with cords of a man with bands of love, and I was to them as they that take off the yoke on their jaws, and I laid meat unto them. I just gave them everything they needed, and they didn't discern it. They didn't appreciate it, and God had to reject them. Now he goes on a little further, and prophetically, here's what he declares in the 14th chapter in verse 4. He said, I will heal their backslidings. I will love them freely, for mine anger is turned away from him. After God got through punishing them severely, they turned back to God, and God turned back to them. Now he says, after I heal their backsliding, I'm going to love them again. But boy, what a time he had to love them. You know how long it took? 70 years before he started loving them again. Now, they did a lot of suffering in those 70 years in bondage to the Babylonians. God, have mercy sakes. Now, after he got through chastising them, he says, I'll heal their backslidings. I will love them freely, for mine anger is turned away from him. That's what Jeremiah wrote, the same thing about this church that was carried away into Babylon. In Jeremiah, the 3rd chapter, verses 14 and 15, he said, return to me, you backsliding children, and I'll take you one of a city and two of a family, and I'll bring you to Zion, and I'll give you pastors according to mine heart that will feed you with knowledge and understanding. And that's the way God turned them back, was with pastors that fed these people with knowledge and understanding. That's the way he healed their backsliding. That's the why he began to love them again, because the pastors fed them with knowledge and understanding and turned their hearts back to God. I tell you, might not mean much to you, but it does to me. About 23 or 4 years ago, God gave me a vision driving down Interstate 4 down between Tampa and Daytona Beach. And over the hood of that big old car, the one you bought me, Sister Williams, the hood of that old big car, that Ford station wagon, out over the hood of that car, those two hands and hearts were just piled up on them two hands. The Holy Ghost spoke to me and said, them's your hands, and I'm going to put the hearts of my people in your hands to turn them the way that I want them to go to please me. Now, what a responsibility. Praise God. I will heal their backsliding. I will love them freely, for mine anger is turned away from him. That's Jacob, characteristic of the church of Moses in that day in which the Lord's talking about. Now I want to get just a couple more scriptures here. Why don't you turn to Ephesians, the 2nd chapter, back to the good old New Testament. Ephesians, the second chapter, verse 4. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us.